Leadership Council.
Go for it. We have another hour of conversation here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How may we make your life better? I guess if you were buying Mega Million lottery tickets, your life...
Why do you keep rubbing this in?
I'm just reading an email
from
my production director.
Yes.
Memo to all staff and management. Good morning. I wish to rescind my announcement yesterday that I was leaving the station effective immediately. Things did not turn out the way I had planned, as other people than myself won the Tuesday's $355 million lottery.
All right.
This means I'd also like to rescind my previous declaration that all senior management officials could go themselves. With the microphones and immediately, and all my listeners, and all the stations to 97.3 The Party. By now you will have discovered the dog poo in the coffee maker, the YouTube video, the general manager in the jacuzzi with the other woman, and all of the overnight commercials have been erased.
Perfect.
That's funny.
Congratulations.
Yeah, all back to work except for one
Having
lucky
said
guy
all this,
and
I believe it's best for all of us to put it in the past and move ahead. Radio is a dynamic and forward-thinking industry, and the challenges are many. I'll be in at noon.
All right, so one of the interesting things about the numbers that were drawn is, and has been apparently the case for quite a while since Lost was on the air, and what was his name,
Jorge Garcia early on the
show. Played, yeah, right. So the numbers drawn in the fourth largest jackpot in history were 4, 8, 15, 25, 47, and the Mega Ball number was 42. Now, there's nothing there that I would have picked myself. I don't have any connection or anything. Do we all know how Jorge got to the numbers? Was that ever explained in the show?
Yes.
He heard them at the psych ward that he was in, right?
No.
And they were his winning, and they were his winning lottery ticket numbers because he couldn't get them out of his head.
I'm not sure whether that's how they originally came along.
They didn't. It was like a thing in the ocean. Remember, it was like a coordinates or something.
Right. Yeah. It was
coordinates where the plane went down. Wasn't that the coordinates for the island?
Maybe.
Wasn't that part of the story?
Yeah,
I wasn't a big Lost fan, but it seemed to me I remember Maria. Was Maria a big?
Yeah.
Was that show fan of that?
Yeah, I was at the end.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch everything now that I watched every season. I've forgotten everything. Yeesh.
Yeah, I'm on Lostpedia right now trying to.
Lostpedia.
Yeah.
So anyway, the fellow in Idaho.
Oh, remember at the caves, Jen? The people who had the numbers 4, 8, 15, 16, and 23 were the remaining candidates to replace Jacob.
Yes, that was right. Those were where the numbers came out again. Yep.
Actually, two winners. One in Washington State and one in Idaho. That's likely you can get the same number with the number of people buying these tickets. So each of them split the money, $177+ million apiece.
Imagine that close to winning the whole 355.
I'd share at that point, though. I'd be okay.
So 41 states play this game, U.S. Virgin Islands as well. The huge sum came around as a result of the draw last Friday. It was supposed to be on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I bought tickets for that one.
That was the big draw. It was $290 million at that point. And then between then and yesterday, it went up to $355 million. They start with $12 million and roll it over until there is a winner. So for every $12 million, it costs them apparently what they get. I don't understand the formula here. $208 million is the cash option. You don't get the $355. You take the cash, which is the amount of $12 million invested every year at whatever the interest rate is. And that's why, you know, if you leave it in there, the interest rate accrues. over the course of, what is it, 20 years, I think?
Yeah, 20
years.
You want to take the money, I think.
I would want the money, yeah.
Yeah, take the money, the $208 million, and do with it what you can.
Live off the interest.
After that, the United States takes a good hunk of it, about 30% of it. And then, yeah, you put it in the bank. At 2%, what are the 20%? The good, safe investments are around 4% now, right? Treasuries, 5%. So, right. So 5% of $200 million is $10 million a year. Yeah, live on that pretty well.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can do that. So that's that story. Congratulations. It's always good. Once you win, though, what do you do then?
Have you ever gone through your head and said, okay, here's exactly, like $100 million.
Yeah. What am I going to do with it?
What would you do with it?
I wouldn't quit, but I'd pay everything off. Yeah. I'd help my family. I'd give you some money, Doug. I'd give some money to my family business.
Yeah.
I would
pay off all of our notes.
Yeah. I would travel, and then the rest I would just put in the bank.
Yeah.
I don't
federal
think
taxes.
Even,
say that though.
25% of it is taxes.
Yeah.
Ugh. Right. So you get $75 million.
No. You get well between the two
between
of them.
$100 million. No, if you won $100 million.
Yeah. Right. You get 75.
Right.
Yeah. Actually, Maria, by the time the state and local comes out, 67 mil.
Maria, what major corporation would you try to buy?
I just buy stock. I would somehow or other say to Zuckerberg, I want to put like $5 million or $10 million into your company. How do I do that? Once the FCC, the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, is getting ready to push Facebook, because once you have 500 investors, if you didn't know this, if you have 500 investors, you must go public. And so he's got 400 and some odd investors, and Goldman Sachs threw in $450 million yesterday. So you know. That there's an IPO coming out, and some of the estimates of the worth of it, talk about hitting the jackpot, $25 billion would be raised on an IPO for Facebook.
I'd have to buy a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like IBM.
I missed out on Google.
It's like Google, Apple, Microsoft, all of those things are.
A friend of mine got in on Apple or Google early.
Yeah.
He's.
My best friend's parents got in on Apple, and they only had like 30 shares years ago. Those 30 shares have paid for all three of their daughters' weddings.
Yeah. You know, I've got a good website that I don't have enough money to market.
Mm-hmm.
You do, Clay. You really do.
I know. That's the only thing that's separating that site from becoming a huge site.
All right, here's what you could buy, Richie.
Yeah.
Aaron Spelling's former 123-room Beverly Hills mansion has not been sold yet.
Aaron. Oh, my. Aaron Spelling's.
Oh, Aaron.
With the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so fun.
Yeah. I'd have you over every weekend, Jen.
Nice.
Bowl.
Oh, not me?
Yeah, you wouldn't
You'd
bowl.
Move to L.A.?
I'll bring wine.
I would bowl. Brenda and I used to love to bowl.
I would move to L.A.?
I'd go. I'd like to go bowling with Maria because she's a good sport.
Yeah. I would jet out there
Jennifer,
on weekends.
I wouldn't want to go bowling with you because you're too aggressive.
Well, I don't know I'm aggressive.
No, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to Richie.
Oh,
yeah. Jennifer I'd go bowling with, but
yeah,
Richie would be a pain in the neck.
Bowling.
I'd be in the next lane, and I'd make my ball skip lane so I could knock your ball
in.
Right.
I'm a terrible bowler. We have a good
time. He'd be miserable. I'm not.
But I'm fun because I drink when I bowl.
Yeah, perfect.
Hey, Doug, watch this. Behind the back.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Not to digress too much, but what's crazy is that on Wii Bowling, I bowled a 255 on Wii Bowling.
Yeah.
At the bowling alley, my score is like 100.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a good day.
All right, 16 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Medifast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Medifast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Medifast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MedifastKen.com. That's MedifastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MedifastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Maria Bailey from Mom Pa Radio.
Mom Pa Radio.
She's here. Jennifer.
Welcome to the show.
Horn.
Oh, was that your? Are you okay?
Should probably stop now. Well, I was just trying to figure out what Kathy Griffin. What is this? Last year she made a fool out of herself on New Year's Eve with Anderson Cooper. Back in this year. There's some, I was watching a grift of a thought, a thread of her threatening Sarah Palin's daughter, Willow. What, does anybody know what that's about?
No.
She's been in a war of words with the Palins.
Because she was dating, at the time.
Levi.
She being Kathy or Levi. She being Willow?
Kathy dated Levi.
Kathy Griffin dated Levi?
For like a second. Yeah. She took him to an award show or something stupid.
She took him to the like Kids' Choice Awards or something.
Yeah.
How old is Kathy Griffin?
50, actually.
How old is Levi?
Hey. You just talked in the last hour about how age doesn't matter.
Yeah, but that's for men and women. It's not for women and men.
Yeah.
She was really dating him. She's just great at PR.
He was the old boyfriend.
Right. She also went to the in front of the troops and called Bristol fat and made fun of her.
I'll tell you something. That Bristol is a smart cookie. She moved to Tucson and has a radio gig. Some local really smart radio station offered her a co-hosting job on the morning. It was a big FM music station. It looks like she's going to take it. What a smart. That is a very smart move for them, and it's a smart move for her. That is.
I think she's too quiet and shy for that, though, isn't she?
They'll get her out of her shell. They can get her out of here.
What would happen to me, Rich?
Yeah, exactly. Maria, perfect example of all of that stuff. The only person who's never been in a shell is Roberta. She just has bad teeth. That's all. You'd appreciate this, Maria. We asked earlier this morning people listening to the program to tell us who they thought least represented via their picture what they actually sounded like. And this guy calls up and describes Roberta. It was hysterical. About having an overbite. What else did he say?
And a sallow, gaunt. That's right. Yeah,
gaunt
complexion.
Gaunt look. Yeah, right. Yeah, thin,
oh,
gaunt
that's so
look.
So funny. No one said anything about me, right?
No, but because you're only here 1 hour a day.
Yeah,
you're
here
and
listen.
Good. Okay.
Just want to make sure
no one's talking about me.
We could do that. We could probably do that. We can at least look at your picture.
Really, you don't need to.
What do you think people think you look like?
I don't know. Well, they
she's
probably think I look like a rail only because y'all make fun of me.
Y'all.
But
yeah, no, she looks like a wasp.
Only because y'all make fun of me.
Wasp. That's the best way of describing Maria. She is a wasp.
A wasp.
Coming up, worries for parents, children in dental chairs. What's going on? We'll talk about that in a few moments here, 21 after.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. all types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Okay, time for our birthday list for January the 5th. Happy birthday to George the Funk Man Brown.
Yeah.
Funk master, Funky George. They call him the drummer for Cool. And the Gang. Cool and the Gang are cool. Definitely cool. Somebody else having a birthday today.
Get you back.
Fritz Mondale. Nothing cool about him. Whatever happened to Eleanor? Whatever happened to Eleanor Mondale? She had bad brain cancer.
Couldn't tell you.
Would you look that up for me, Richie? I don't want to say something about this.
Okay, right. Hold on here.
Fritz Mondale is 82 today, I think. Yeah, 82. Robert Duvall is 79. We already acknowledged him. Happy birthday to Diane Keaton, whose birthday is today. She's 64. Mercury Morris. Remember him from the Dolphins,
yeah.
Richie?
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
running back.
Yeah.
I remember him myself, and I don't care anything about football. What about him?
I used to, in 1972, I used to sit next to his father. His father's season tickets were right next to our season tickets.
Really?
Yep. I was in the second grade.
Was he a cool guy?
He was very cool. Yeah. Very small guy, but his son
What a great name, Mercury Morris.
That's a great name.
It is a great name for a football player.
So Mondale was again diagnosed with brain cancer in August 2009 and was scheduled to undergo surgery later that same month.
Mm.
That's all it says.
Mm. She was very attractive and very smart.
Apparently she's still walking around. Yeah, here's a picture of her with Fred Thompson.
Yeah, she was on the radio for a long time in, where are they from? Minnesota, right?
Minnesota, yeah.
I think she's from Minneapolis. Okay, from Mr. Funkmaster, we go to Chris Stein, the guitarist for Blondie, another great contributor to pop music, Deborah Harry, and all the guys. She slept with pretty much all of them, and sometimes all at once. Apparently.
Oh. But, yeah. Rumors get started there, buddy.
Yeah. What do you mean, buddy? I would only tell that which I knew to be true.
Yeah.
In the flesh.
what's your motto? Facts are irrelevant.
This is talk radio. Okay. Nobody gets hurt. All right, so I think we can all come up with a number of Deborah Harry and Blondie stories and songs.
Rapture.
Happy birthday to Chris, who's 60, born in the state in 1950. The actress Pamela Sue Martin is 47 today. She was a kid in the Poseidon Adventure, remember?
Yeah.
In Dynasty.
Yeah,
starred
in
the Nancy Drew mystery.
Yeah, that's where I remember her from.
Exactly. Yep. Let's see here. We got anybody else that is a Marilyn Manson.
He's missing a rib.
Missing more than that. Grant Young, drummer for the Soul Asylum, is 56 today.
56?
56.
Holy mackerel.
Wow, today. Soul Asylum. How long have they been around?
They bloomed late in life. They didn't come around until the 90s, late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's in his 40s.
Yeah, so
he's still hope for you then, Richie. Maybe be a late bloomer as well.
Regis didn't do it till he was 60.
No, Regis actually was never really a big success till he got to be about my age.
Yeah.
That's when he started.
I mean, he was always around, everybody knew who he was. Did well, but.
Right. But then this Regis and Kathy Lee thing started. I think he was 62 or 63.
And then now 78. Really hit it when he hit Millionaire.
Yeah, right. Millionaire was good too.
I love Reg.
I do too.
I do too.
All right, so let's see here. Right. Birthday celebrants today. Capricorns, charismatic, loyal, hardworking, individualistic, goal-oriented with a sense of purpose, extremely dedicated to their jobs and their lives and their families. My God, these people are wonderful. When faced with setbacks.
That must be me.
That would be you? Got your birthday. When's your birthday?
Yes.
Huh?
I'm on the cusp.
When? January
20th. So I always take the...
First?
January 20th.
20th.
The 20th.
You take credit for being a Capricorn because it's better than being
Aquarius? I take credit for whatever's the best. Yeah.
No.
Aquarians are the best. Hello.
I take the best from both is what I'm saying.
That's it. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. You should find out where your moon is and what your rising sign is.
Yeah, let me know where your moon is, Maria.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on my moon right now.
Your eye. A love of harmony can inspire you to be a musician. That's pretty interesting for all these people. It's... they're celebrating today. They are musicians, and they are harmonious. Harmonious, is that right? Jimmy Page's birthday today, Richie. 28 after the hour.
Birds are great pollinators and bug catchers.
Where healthy bird populations exist, we can be pretty sure that the environment is healthy.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. There's several things you can do to protect birds.
Birds don't perceive glass the way that humans do.
Alicia King coordinates the Urban Bird Treaty Program.
So if they see a reflection of a sky in the window or greenery, there are films that you can put onto the window. Anything that kind of breaks up that image, putting decals 3 to 4 inches apart all over, you know, painting a pretty picture.
Then there's the Great Backyard Bird Count in February.
It's a weekend where people count the birds that are in their backyards or at their schoolyards or at their businesses.
Then the experts compare places to see which efforts to protect birds are working. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-9-
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-346-6829. 334 no tax.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Directed.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
Sorry. We missed Jimmy Page's birthday. Ricky's all upset. All right, you got out of your system now?
I feel better. Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to help you out there.
Hey, how can you, like, celebrate Kool and the Gang and Soul Asylum and leave Jimmy Page laying aside?
Criminal. I'm not as big a Jimmy Page fan as are you.
Ah.
So it doesn't mean anything, Frank.
You would be.
One way or another.
I gave you the right
songs.
I
like once in a while, but he doesn't send me. He sends you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so we have Jesus Diaz now on the program along with Maria Bailey and Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut. Is peeping around somewhere. Jennifer Horn.
I do not know this Jesus guy.
Oh, don't you really?
Mm-mm.
No.
Can he's a friend us? Of Pierre's, as a matter of
hola.
Fact.
Hola.
there.
Well, oh, and, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Jesus.
¿Dónde es la biblioteca?
La biblioteca está en la centro de la comercial.
Oh, time over a siesta.
This is the most fun place out all day.
Do you like how Pierre can speak Spanish?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Yeah, nice job, Pierre. All right, so here's the latest from the world of dentistry and the latest thing, I suppose, the news media wants you to worry about. So I'm trying to meter this a little bit, even though I'm a big fan of children not having A, fluoride in their water, B, and not having mercury or silver fillings in their mouth. And so the push-pull between the old school of dentistry and the new schools of dentistry, children are so vulnerable in, what is it, now figure 16, 17, 18, sometimes you keep growing in stature until you're in your early 20s. Usually, though, I think height and bone structure is pretty much filled out and determined by the time you're in your late teens.
Okay.
19, 20. Richie, when you were, or I'd ask Maria or Jennifer or whomever, Clay, for example, is just there now. He is just now. Have you noticed that your body has sort of stopped growing? Do you feel like your body, Clay, has stopped? Your bones, your hands are not getting any bigger.
I was about to say growing. Which way?
Well, I don't think he's the type, at least at the moment, who would have to worry about putting on weight. But I mean, unless he wanted to, he could.
Clay's
going to
get a gut because he's very sedentary,
right?
And he doesn't exercise. He eats garbage.
Doesn't move.
Yeah,
he's tall and thin now.
I crammed in some garbage last night, which I hadn't done in a while, and I sort of have a little gut from it, but it'll all go away within a couple of days if I just starve myself.
Your gut doesn't happen that fast.
Beautiful.
Unless you're eating something that causes you literally to bloat.
It's probably just literally there's so much in there.
You might want to be up a little bit more often earlier and listen to Dr. Ken with us, or listen to the Saturday program, because I think you'd learn a lot. I'm astounded at what you don't know about your body at the age that you are. Most people are born.
Why are you astounded? No, you're not. I think Come on, stop it. He's 20.
That's okay.
That doesn't give him a license to be foolish.
Doug, I had no clue about any of this stuff.
But you still don't have a clue.
No, I don't. But I know a lot more than he does, and it took me 46 years to learn it all.
Really?
How come I'm about to be able to complete a beard, though.
A beard? Your first beard?
But more like my
what happens? Here's what happens to your beard. You put some milk on it, and the cat will lick it off.
Let the kittens lick it off.
No, that's
Yeah, I can grow a 5 o'clock shadow, but it takes me 2 weeks. But I still can't connect about half an inch on it, and I'm really hoping this year is going to be the year.
Give it up, dude.
Hang out with me.
All right. So here's the story about bones, children, teenagers. Doctors are now mounting a campaign to protect children against radiation. Interesting, when I was a kid, every doctor wanted to get into your mouth and take an x-ray and do it every 6 months to a year. Now, the radiation levels are so high, apparently, in the atmosphere. Kids, and this is, Maria, you get children with this, their phones are up in their ears. It's the same stuff that comes out of the phone that they shoot into your mouth for an x-ray. So with kids on these phones all the time, intelligent doctors have started to say publicly in their various meetings that it is very dangerous for you to be exposing your child to radiation to get their once in a while.
I'm clueless? No, they're clueless.
Oh.
Well, you're clueless, too.
Who's
because
clueless?
You're disseminating the information that's bad information.
How do you think this is bad information?
Maria, when's the last time you saw your kid with their phone up to their ear?
I know.
Where is your kid's phone usually?
Speaker, Bluetooth.
No.
Right. No, they text. They
text.
Don't even
text.
Talk.
But
text.
When they're on the phone, I mean, who puts their phone up to their ear anymore, really? I mean,
I use headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use a headphone, too.
A headphone.
Kids, if you're under the age of what, Clay, 23, 26, 20, something like that, 90% of your communication on your cell phone is via text message.
Oh, yeah,
or
it's
Facebook.
Not more, yeah.
The people that work here at the
they
office,
we've
talked to a couple. Yeah, we've talked to a couple of them. They buy plans where they get the most data and buy the least amount of minutes they can because they never talk on the phone.
That's not the issue. That isn't the issue. It isn't the issue.
Okay.
The issue is that
what's the issue?
A lot of clinics, because people are doing their medical connection differently than they used to, whether it's dentists or doctors, they go to clinics, they don't know anything about them, and somebody will say, well, you've got a problem up there, I want to take an x-ray to make sure that it's right. And if you've gone to a different doctor every 6 months, they're going to keep shooting you with these x-rays. And so there's a danger, Will Robinson with his Richie. Apparently there's a new scanning device. Now, this is sort of the twist of this. If there's a new device that has taken the old conventional methods and changed the way this thing works, a cone beam CT scanner, which provides brilliant 3D images of your teeth, your roots, your jaw, your skull, it is safe for orthodontists to use, oral surgeons to work with, more precise than anything that they've used before. And yet, these things, if this technology is available for your teeth, why isn't it available to the TSA for body scans? Because the body scan x-ray that they're using is far more detrimental to you with regular usage than this new kind of dentist X-ray.
There are two TSA machines. One of them is bad. The other one is good, correct?
Well, one of them shows more of you, but also radiates you. If you use it 20 times a year, you're definitely a candidate for cancer.
Right, but there was one that Dr. Kent told us was
just
no problem.
The other one is just a gray, the old traditional one. You walk through it, and if it beeps, that means you got something. If it doesn't beep, you're fine. There's no real X-ray consequence to using that machine. So if these CAT scans can be used on your teeth, and we all know CAT scans, Dr. Kim was talking about, somebody came into his office the other day, ran up through a CAT scan, found a lung cancer when they were checking the heart, didn't know had a tumor, found it. Mm-hmm. CAT scans, he says he wouldn't want to. I had mine. Richie, you had one, I think, when you were
I had
down
one
here.
About 5 years ago.
Yeah, I had one, too, about
CT,
5 years ago.
It was a full-body CT scan.
Yeah.
Head
right.
to toe.
Yeah. Now, that is, but this thing.
That's a good shot of nuclear energy right there.
Right, yeah. And you drink that stuff before that makes your body feel like it's 300 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Whew.
Is
anyway,
that barium?
It's barium.
Yeah, but it's not. Barium. You don't have to drink like a gallon of it. But let me tell you something. Going to Dr. Ken and getting that CT scan, it's the best
a lot
piece
about
of mind.
Your body.
It's the best peace of mind you could ever have.
Yeah.
There's every single nook and cranny
Everything.
Of your body is
yeah.
gone through.
Yep. So anyway, I guess the point here is, for those of you who have children and you're bringing them to the dentist, you might want to ask the dentist, and don't be put off if you say, oh, well, there's new technology, but it's not proven yet. That's bunkum. It has been proven. What also has been proven is how dangerous the old X-ray, the brrr, you can hear, that you can almost feel it going. You don't want to have anything to do with that. Nothing. Trust me. Is that something that I should say? People trust me, I think, don't you, with information
yeah.
that makes cutting-edge...
Trust yet, verify.
Yeah, so verify. But don't ask your dentist to verify. Go online and check the information. That was a story that was in the New York Times. That's where I got my info. And even though, you know, some people, well, it's the New York Times. The New York Times has extraordinarily intelligent examinations of some of the things that are not political. This is not a political story. Forget their politics. They just have a good staff that goes out and finds the story and explains what the story is all about. And if you read this story and understand what's being said here, you would never again go back to a dentist who uses traditional X-rays and put your children in that seat to get those X-rays. That's what you take away from the story in the New York Times, and hopefully that's what you take away from the information as I pass it along to you here on Good Day, 17 before the hour.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
I made the switch and saved it ever since.
Mark Ramirez on transferring his prescriptions to Sam's Club Pharmacy.
Low prices, $4 generics, great staff, and usually I'm in and out in less than 20 minutes.
Our professional pharmacists and team help you save time, but always have time to help.
Just on one prescription, I've saved enough to pay for my whole membership.
Try Sam's Club Pharmacy today. If you're not completely satisfied, get a $10 gift card. Sam's Club. Savings made simple. See Sam's Club for details. Saving based on refill of non-insured medication and plus discount.
You know, I wish I'm looking at a slip. You ever look at the slip?
You're wearing a slip?
No, I'm not. I'm wearing a. I'm wearing a flannel
shirt.
Shirt
on. Okay. Yeah. All right. You're looking at a slip.
I'm looking at a slip. Somebody shipped something to me. My given name is Dudley. D-U-D-L-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
This shipment.
Oh, it's
sent
the
it
equipment.
Dudkey. D-U-D-K-E-Y. And often the last name is misspelled as well. S-T-E-P-H-E-N or S-T-E-V-A-N.
Or F-F-A-N.
Or F-F-E-N or some other thing.
Yeah.
What does it take to ask somebody how to spell their name? And this isn't just about me.
You know,
this is forever.
I don't want
to
hear it. My last name is Horn. Can you imagine the typos that take place there?
Yeah. Horn. Yeah.
Or Cohorn.
Oh, Cohut must be
sometimes
a...
Sometimes add an E.
Yeah.
All right, with me, it's always everybody wants to insert an A in the Mick. It's Mac.
My daughter's name
I said, I'm
is
Irish,
Megan.
Not Scottish.
When she was going to school, the teacher's always in the first day. Megan Steven, is she here? Used to drive her nuts.
Megan Steven.
When I was in elementary school, I got some award from the principal. I think it was for being like the most attractive student in
I'm
school.
I'm sure it was, yeah, probably.
And they mispronounced my name by saying, I forgot how they said it now. It's a Kahoot. That's how they said it.
Like, Kahoot.
I was extremely embarrassed.
Clay Kahoot.
Clay, honey, detention, if not the most likely to succeed award at school. Yeah.
Maria, what's your maiden name?
Telly. I'm
Telly.
Italian.
Okay.
Yeah. I know I don't look like it, but T-E-L-L.
No. Yeah, you know,
so
like
everybody used
Roberta
to call me Smelly Telly.
Smelly Telly.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect.
But my grandfather spells his last name T-E-L-L-Y because when he came over on the boat from Italy, he couldn't get a job because people knew he was Italian because his last name ended in an I. So he changed the spelling to Y. And my dad
Dumb
was
Americans.
Proud of his heritage. Yeah, so he changed our name back to the original form.
Really? Can I say, Doug, that one of your most recent tweet was, I wish that people would learn how to spell my name right. You just tweeted it out.
Yes.
But I just got to say, your grammar's not correct on that, Doug. It should be, I wish that people would learn how to spell my name correctly.
No, I think
you know, there's one thing that drives me nuts about tweeting is when people don't use proper grammar.
Yeah. I know. The Richie word right just I don't think is a proper word.
Yeah, no, that's sorry. You're barking up the wrong tree.
Should
there,
we
pal.
Use that word?
No. I don't think we should.
All right, so here's the story behind
the
story.
I couldn't care
less. Yeah, right. Yeah. So these twerts that are on with me, they think that they try because I go out of my way to use grammar correctly. Not always am I perfect. Do I always say everything correctly? No. Once in a while, I make a mistake. But I try, for the interest of our country's language, to get it correctly, because that's an adjective modifying. Actually, no, correctly is an adverb modifying a verb. Get correctly. Correctly modifies get, so it's an L-Y adverb. Anyway.
What?
No, I'm just telling you why it is the correct. People will say,
well,
I want to get
just,
it correct.
I just got up off the floor, and I lost the last 60 seconds.
I think I just had a seizure.
You know, no, Doug, you're in real trouble. I
How's
just read
Mitch?
An article the
I'm
other
sure
day.
You did, yes. And what was in the article?
The fact
that you could read it astonishes me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Talking about how we are losing our ability to speak and write.
Yeah.
Nobody writes anymore.
No.
They type.
They take the... Well, no.
Nobody
it.
Uses
that's
a pen
they
to write anymore. And then when you do, you're using this shorthand for
right.
email and
well,
texting.
Email
and,
stuff is you is you.
Right.
R is R.
Right.
You know, it's an R is used for whether it's O-U-R or H-O-U-R or A-R-E.
Because now they have this like this dragon dictation stuff. Like my tweets, I don't have to type them anymore. I can just speak them.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So
I
in about
my
the next 5 to 10 years,
yeah.
we will not have the need to even type things,
yeah.
much less use a pen or pencil to write things.
So what are we going to be speaking? White Ebonics? Is that really what it
is? Speak like this, and it's going to be shorthand.
Right, yeah. Oh, that'll be wonderful. I'd be happy to pass that on to
that again.
Generations. Which one? That's the way the cavemen used to talk.
That's,
we're going back to it.
Right. We are. In a lot of ways, we are going back to caveman.
Like dolphins.
That's it. That's it. The men come in with a club, and they want to take over. And
that's right.
Women are subservient
to them.
We'll
be grunting and squealing in the next 5 to 10 years, but we'll be smart.
Perfect. All right.
Yee!
It's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Yee!
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
It's a question many of us are asking today. Did anyone hit the jackpot? Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. It is arguably the biggest story of the day, or at least the one that matters the most. We're talking Mega Millions. The multi-state lottery played in a total of 41 states, along with Washington, D.C. Last night's jackpot, $355 million. And that led lots of folks who don't normally play the lottery to go out and buy a ticket or two. So what would you buy with $355 million minus taxes?
A house, a townhouse, something like that.
A nice car. Just a nice, super fast car.
Just live comfortably. That's it. That's all I want to do. Not worry about bills.
Bills would no longer be a concern, to be sure. Now, the odds of hitting the big jackpot are 1 in 175 million, but if you don't play at all, the odds are a little longer. In other words,
you have to be in it to win it.
Have to be in it to win it. Right. Thank you. Of course, there are some who don't play at all because of the luck factor.
If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck.
Sorry to hear it, pal. And that brings us to our original question. Did anybody hit all of the numbers in last night's Mega Millions drawing? Well, first, let's draw the numbers.
The first number tonight is 15. That's followed by 47. Up next, we have 4. That's followed by 25. And the final wipe off for this Tuesday evening is 8.
And now for the Mega Ball. The Mega Ball number is 22.
Now, to put those winning numbers in ascending order, they are 4, 8, 15, 25, 47, the Mega Ball, 42. The Mega Millions website itself was down for hours after the drawing as it became overloaded. And yes, there were two tickets sold that matched all of the numbers. One sold in Idaho, the other in Washington State. It'll probably be a while before anybody comes forward. By the way, I did match one number myself, the Mega Ball number. That's worth $2. Not quite good enough for me to quit my job. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
More Western resorts picking up the packed battle the last couple of days. And in the east, the cold temperatures helping to settle in the smooth, groom, loose, granular snow. And we work our way back with a couple of more runs coming on board. Starting off in Colorado, where Breckenridge continues to ride some fresh snow this week. 155 trails. It's over 2,300 acres open at Breckenridge with a few inches of new snow yesterday. Vail checks out well over 5,000 acres. A touch of fresh snow. Some powder and patch powder at Vail. Crested Butte, 100 trails even. They ride at full operation from 15 lifts. Steamboat at 163 runs with almost 3,000 acres. They have about an inch of new snow. Jackson Hole, Wyoming stays at full operation. They cruise on 116 trails with another 4 to 5 inches of fresh snow. The Canyons in Utah with over 150 runs themselves. In the east, you'll find Jack Frost in Pennsylvania riding up over 20 runs. Hunter into the Catskills of New York with about 4 dozen trails. While in Whiteface in the Adirondacks, they have 4 dozen runs and 8 lifts ready to ride. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Mixed day on Wall Street yesterday with the Dow up 20 points at the close to 11,691. NASDAQ down 10. S&P fell by 2 points. Crude oil down 2.17 a barrel to $89.38. Republicans set to take control of the House of Representatives today on the heels of big wins in last November's midterms. Ohio Republican John Boehner will be the new Speaker of the House, replacing California Democrat Nancy Pelosi. Presidential politics, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey continues to maintain he has no plans to make a run at the White House in 2012, but a new poll shows he is the only Republican currently leading President Obama in a hypothetical matchup, 43% to 40%. Christie says that will not change his mind.
I'm sure the president is resting easy as we speak right now, knowing that the only person who's beating him in a poll will once again declare that I'm not running for president of the United States.
Among possible Republican presidential nominees, Governor Christie garnered the most support with 27%. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney was second with 17%, while former Alaska Governor and Vice Presidential nominee Sarah Palin finished third with 16%. A closing note that is celestial in nature. For every one of us who, as youngsters, looked up at the stars, you're going to love this. It's the story of a 10-year-old Canadian girl, Catherine Gray, who did something 10-year-olds don't normally do. Catherine Gray recently became the youngest person ever to discover a supernova. No kidding. Confirmed by the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada, Catherine first spotted the big bright star on telescope images taken in Halifax, Nova Scotia, that were sent to her dad's computer at their home in New Brunswick. We're told the supernova is roughly 240 million light years away in a distant galaxy. About 300 supernovas are discovered each year, but this one is special and should be named after Catherine Gray. I happen to have a star named after me, but it cost me $49.99. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Effa Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.